The Burt Show.
Oh, your family will make you take a look in the mirror, won't they, Abby?
I think it's time for a little self-reflection, or at least that's what my parents are saying, because when I was home all last week for the 4th of July holiday, my mom brought up something to me that didn't quite sit right with me, and I'm starting to wonder if maybe she's right. So I've decided to bring it to you. So over the last couple of weeks, I feel like I've had these scenarios that I've come in where I've talked a little bit about some of my customer service frustrations, if you will. Mm-hmm. One of the ones most recently was me at the AT&T store freaking out because I've been there for hours and I still don't have a new phone despite the fact that I've ordered one and then they sent it to the wrong place and then I got it and then I had to send it back because they'd already reported it stolen. Anyway, I now feel like I need to be a little bit more self-reflective because my parents are bringing this up to me because they're a little bit worried that I'm becoming the worst thing a white woman can be, and that is a Karen.
Oh, no.
They're starting to notice this in me, so...
Wait, can you be in your 20s and be a Karen?
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't know that I fully have evolved into a Karen. I feel like I'm in her, like... predisposed form. Like okay. I'm like in a little egg.
Oh, and if it embryo.
Hatches, I'm an embryo, and if it hatches, then I'm gonna like sprout that Kate Gosling mullet.
You're an embryo.
Cut.
Oh, so bless.
I thought it'd be fun to bring a couple of scenarios that my mom has brought up to me that I have complained to her about over the phone mm-hmm. with a segment I would like to call Karen Court. I'm going to bring four scenarios where my mom believes I've been a Karen or have had borderline Karen tendencies, and you have to convict me as to whether or not I was actually being a Karen in this scenario. I'm going to start out strong with a situation I had with an Etsy dealer. Now, if you've never been on Etsy, Etsy is like the place where women in their 20s go to get anything they need for like a bachelorette party or a wedding or a birthday. They have like these really great vendors that will make you these custom gifts. And so if you heard a couple of weeks ago, I was planning my brother's proposal. And so I thought, oh, it'd be so great to get his now fiance a little keepsake or something to have at the proposal for like good photos. And I decided to get her like a custom made ring box. So it was going to be a little velvet box in her favorite color, a nice light blush pink. And then I was going to get the name Murphy. That'll be her new last name, embroidered on the front.
So cute.
I spent a stupid amount of money on it, but I was like, you know what? It'll be a part of my little wedding gift to them and it'll be great. So I go on Etsy, I spend a dumb amount of money on it. And then it was the first thing of the proposal that came in on time. And I was so excited to open it. I had a little Etsy package and I got my scissors and I cut it open. I was like, can't wait to see it. Cause you know how you'll see photos of things they've already created and you're envisioning what it's going to look like when it has like your name on it and the colors you picked and the shape that you wanted. And I open it and it looked like doo-doo. It looked so bad. It literally looked like Jimmy made it, your 4-year-old son.
No.
It was like a ring box with just a stupid sticker on it. And I'm like, I paid $60 for this. This is insane. So me in a blind rage, got on Etsy.com and immediately started going off in the reviews. And I was like, I am so disappointed. My brother's proposal is this weekend and we ordered this thinking it was going to look presentable and it looks bad. I don't think I was that scathing, but I left a pretty disappointing review because I wanted to be honest about my experience because it was clearly made for something important for a wedding or a proposal and they screwed it up.
Okay, but before you sent the review, did you try, like, first things first, you email the person that made it and you're like, hey, what happened here? Because this doesn't look like anything that's on your website.
No.
that's evidence. Okay. So are we doing a ruling? Are we going around?
Was I a Karen or not a Karen?
Not a Karen.
Not a Karen.
No, she doesn't know. She sent you that for a very special occasion. You paid $60 for it.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares if you call? That might just be her work. I mean, when she sends out that kind of product, then you open yourself up to true reviews. So bad business. She got a bad review. That's not Karen.
A little similar, right? Mm-hmm. Had a box. When you opened it, there was some moss in it where my ring was going to sit. My husband's ring was going to sit with our initials on it or whatever for photos.
Uh-huh.
And I got it and it wasn't up to my standards. Like everything was a little askew, but I just emailed the owner of the shop and said, hey, XYZ. And they sent me a new one very promptly. So, I feel like that Karen embryo is starting to hatch.
Okay.
Damn, I got to be the deciding factor.
Hot you are.
It's hard for me to determine without seeing exactly what you expected. Like, if it's, because if you, if what you expected was really, really different than what you got, then I don't see anything wrong with you leaving a review because it's not what you got. So I am going to trust that what you expected was very different than what you actually got, and you left a review, and people do that all the time. Yeah. I would go not care.
Oh my God. Okay, so not care. Okay, I will say I did make it better because they reached out to me and they said, hey, we would love to send you a new lid, even though it wouldn't be there for the proposal. Mm-hmm. And then I amended my review.
Okay. But when they sent the backup, was it nicer?
It was an improvement, for sure.
they're just not good at it.
You
won't be ordering it.
I won't. Okay, I'll just give you one more since we're running low on time. But this is, I got takeout over the weekend and I left two really bad reviews.
You want a review?
No. We don't even got
All right, no. We're building a case here. Go ahead.
So I got takeout over the weekend from this new app I was really excited to try. I don't want to get sued for slander, but it's an app that you can put in an order and they will give you like food that they're about to throw out, but they'll give it to you for like a discounted rate. So it's like $5 or $6, but you get like a bunch of food. So I ordered from a large supermarket to get a little sweet treat basket on Saturday because I was going through some stuff and I needed something to take the edge off. So I go while the store is closing and they're very nice. They gave me my bag and I went home and it was a bunch of really delicious sweet treats. But about 10 minutes later, I noticed my tummy started rumbling in ways it shouldn't be rumbling. Mm. And I have got food poisoning from the bag immediately. And then I left another 1-star review publicly because I was like, this store is not going under. And the second day, I was dumb, did the exact same thing, used the same app, got food from another restaurant. They didn't have my food when I got there. And so I told them that I would be requesting a refund and I left.
I will be requesting a refund.
Because I didn't have why would I pay for food I never got?
What do you think?
That's Karen.
Karen-ish?
Yeah, for sure. That's Karen.
I never got my food.
You're building a strong case.
Yeah.
I don't think we're full Karen. I think she's now getting into adolescent stage. Yeah,
you're going to go training?
All right.
I'm so, like baby Karen.
You're on your way, but I still think we need to hear the last example just to make it one way or the other concrete or not.
The AT&T store. I feel like I can convict myself with this one. So I've already talked about my experience with trying to get a new phone. I've been in and out of the store for hours and hours on end. My last bout with the AT&T store before I just decided to live with my busted butt phone was I was there. I showed up. I was supposed to get my phone. And they said, we've lost your phone. Like, we don't know where it is. So we have to report it as stolen. And I literally look at them and I go, are you kidding me? Because the employee was the one that like wrote down the address and everything. I was like, what the heck is going on? Okay, so I have to leave. I have to go get my ID. I come back. They scan my ID. And then he runs off and he helps another customer for like 30 minutes. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, I got things to do. I'm like, all you have to do is just order my next phone. Like, okay. So I'm sitting there. And then he comes back and he gets my information for something else. He goes, da, 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 da. And then he leaves and he helps another customer. It's like another 20 minutes that goes by. And then finally he comes back. He goes, okay, we're at the very end. All you have to do is pay for the taxes and fee on this new phone. I said, great. My card is hooked up to my AT&T bill. Just bill me. And he goes, you need a physical credit card to do that. And I did not have it. And I look at him and I go, I have things to do. I'm leaving. And then I left.
So you're
and then he had to chase me out of the store because I left my ID with him.
No, I think that there's a major difference between being a Karen and being bratty.
Yeah, I wasn't bratty.
A little bit.
Why didn't you go somewhere without your ID?
Well, because I live down the street from the AT&T store. So I was like, I don't need my ID. I'm just going to the AT&T store. I'm just supposed to pick up my phone. And then they didn't have my phone.
I think a Karen is outside with a protest. Like,
yeah, you ought to be louder.
Yeah, you're not there.
Yeah, call the police.
You're not there.
So. I'm too quiet to be Karen.
Yeah, try harder.
You got to be louder. You're still too demure. Yeah. You're too demure for Karen status.
I don't think the AT&T store service people feel that way. I'm scared to go back in because I feel bad. I feel like I need to send them a fruit basket.
You're a Karen in training right now, but you're not there.
But I don't want to be. Okay.
The Burt Show.